In today's show, Bitcoin price in line for an impulsive bounce as Solana leads the altcoin surge. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Crypto Ed, as well as Rec Capital. And as pointed out right here, a Bitcoin golden cross is approaching, which we all know is bullish as a mofo. Also in today's show, breaking news, Ukraine has legalized Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, meaning you can now buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin and crypto, as you can see right here in this headline. And as pointed out right here, in the last 4 weeks, Cuba has legalized Bitcoin, Ukraine has legalized Bitcoin, Panama presented a bill to legalize Bitcoin, and of course, El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as legal tender, and we are just getting started. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price hit $100,000 in 2021 or early 2022, according to Standard Chartered. That's right, in a new report they released, they say Bitcoin is predicted to hit six figures in late 2021 or early 2022, accompanied by a huge Ethereum price spike. That's right, the research team says that Ethereum is structurally valued between $26,000 and $35,000, which is 10 times its current price. And quoting Max Keiser right here, global hash war will send a Bitcoin price to $500,000 per BTC, as reported by the Asia Times. That's right, Bitcoin will soar above $500,000 because the U.S. will start a war with Iran and Venezuela of the hash rate rather than the military variety. And the first salvos may soon be fired, according to crypto analyst and TV personality Max Keiser. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as Dan Tapiero shares here, Bitcoin is going up to $400,000 to $500,000 and potentially more. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. Hallelujah, we're back in the green and pumping, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, it's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of its brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right, the name of this live event is called the Catch Up Coin Hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these six catch-up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register and RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, TEEKA.cryptonewsalerts.net. And check this out, just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch-up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now check this out. Bitcoin volatility is again overdue, and one analyst is favoring an impulsive move towards $50,000. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 day candle chart. Now check it out. Chill and wait for Bitcoin breakout. According to this trader, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin continuing to circle $46,000 this morning on Thursday as an eerie calm lingered over the crypto market. And Tuesday saw mass upheaval as a cascade of unwound positions sparked a huge $9,000 daily loss for the king of all crypto, something analysts have since pinned on over leveraged traders, as I broke down in great detail in yesterday's episode. And while the event lows of 42,800 have not been retested, a breakdown is not off the cards, according to popular trader Crypto Ed. Checking out his latest analysis, Bitcoin update looks like a bullish pennant to me. Impulsive bounce followed by consolidation. Chill and wait for the breakout. Wrong when it breaks down. And he shared this morning very, very early. And he updated us 3 hours ago. Bitcoin update, D is in place here, I think. E might be a small pullback, not necessarily going back to the bottom of the pattern, as you can see right here in this chart. And checking out his other responses here from 2 hours ago, Bitcoin update number 3, just a tiny bit more down to hit the green box. And his fourth and final update this morning, 1 hour ago, he wrote, Bitcoin update number 4, still on track, bouncing from the green box. And with expectations thus skewed to the upside, fellow trader and analyst Rec Capital eyed an ongoing retest of Bitcoin's 50-day exponential moving average as a potential game changer, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. This is the first time that Bitcoin is retesting the blue 50-day exponential moving average as support after having reclaimed it as support in late July. The 50-day EMA is useful for understanding bullish momentum as it tends to support established uptrends, as you can see right here in this chart. Now let's talk about the altcoin market, which has has been booming, improved performances across the major alts. Meanwhile, it's given hope to the bullish short-term case for Bitcoin. While Bitcoin has stayed broadly flat overnight, all of the top 10 cryptos by market cap have posted solid gains of at least 4%. And before I break down the latest price actions of the top cryptocurrencies, as well as the latest breaking news, Ukraine legalized Bitcoin and crypto, meaning you can now buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, as well as the Bitcoin price to hit six figures in 2021 or early 2022, according to Standard Chartered, as well as a global hash war will send the Bitcoin price to $500,000, as reported by Asia Times. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin barely in the green, up about 0.25% for the day, trading just above 46,400. I just love seeing a sea of green after a massive bloodshed we witnessed in the market just the other day. We have Ethereum up 3%, trading just above 3,500. Solana leading the pack in gains, up a whopping 27.5% for the day, trading at $205. Cardano up almost 8%, trading at $2.58. And Chainlink up about 4%, trading just above $28. And as the Bitcoin archive points out, we have a Bitcoin golden cross fast approaching. As we all know, this is bullish as a mofo and is the opposite of a death cross, because when we witness a golden cross, which is pretty rare, but when it occurs, the market tends to go parabolic. And as he shares here, a golden cross is when the 50-day moving average crosses the 200-day moving average, and it typically indicates bullish momentum returning to the crypto market. And he wrote, congratulations to everyone who noticed the moving average as a lagging indicator. Yes, we know it's a moving average. So there you have it. And as Blockworks points out here, breaking news, Ukraine has just legalized Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, meaning you can now buy, sell, hold Bitcoin and crypto. Let's break down our next story of the day. The Ukrainian parliament has adopted legislation regulating foreign and domestic crypto exchanges operating from within their country. On September 8th, the Ukrainian parliament adopted the draft law on virtual assets, legally recognizing cryptocurrency in the country. For the first time, the legislation is based on the existing standards developed by the Intergovernmental Policymaking Organization, FATF. The Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation will be tasked with overseeing the implementation of the new virtual asset regulation and guiding the industry's growth in adherence with international standards. And Anastasia Bratko of Ministry of Digital Transformation said the law allows companies to launch virtual asset markets in the Ukraine and enables the banks to open accounts for crypto companies. Quoting them here, Ukrainians will also be able to declare their income in virtual assets, she said, adding that the law guarantees judicial protection of the rights to virtual asset owners. And an announcement from the ministry emphasized that the country will receive additional tax revenues to the budget, which will be paid to the crypto companies, and adding the following: the adopted norms establish rules for service providers related to the circulation of virtual assets and contribute to the markets deshadowing. Now, virtual asset service providers, better known as VASP, must have an impeccable business reputation and will be required to disclose their ownership structure to identify their ultimate beneficial owners. Now, Deputy Minister of Digital Transformation of Ukraine, Alexander, highlighted provisions contained in the legislation to attract foreign exchange to the Ukrainian market, adding the following: it will become a powerful incentive for the further development of the crypto sphere in Ukraine. Banks will open accounts for them and conduct transactions with a new class of assets. I'm sure that society, business, and the state will benefit from the legalization of the new sector of the economy. And last month, we had Mikhail, Ukraine's deputy prime minister and the head of the country's Ministry of Digital Transformation, reveal that his ministry was exploring using a central bank digital currency, better known as a CBDC, to make salary payments in an early pilot of the technology. And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky signed the law enabling the country's central bank to issue a CBDC back in July. So there you have it. More bullish news as mass Bitcoin adoption continues. And as Blockwork points out, just in the last 4 weeks alone, Cuba legalized Bitcoin, Ukraine legalized Bitcoin, Panama presented a bill to legalize Bitcoin, and El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as legal tender. It's now official, and we are just getting started. That's right. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin price to hit six figures in 2021 or early 2022, according to Standard Charter, as well as a global hash war will send the Bitcoin price to $500,000, as reported by the Asia Times. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.1 trillion with $163 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 41% even, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have IOST leading the pack, up 44% for the day and 84% for the week, trading at 8.2 cents. We have Radium up 40%, trading at $15.15, and Phantom up 36% for the day and a whopping 118% for the week, trading at $1.81. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 45 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 47 neutral. Last week, a 74. And last month, a 71 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Industry experts see Tuesday's crypto market plunge as a false dip while reiterating the six-figure Bitcoin price for the end of this year. In a new report by Standard Chartered's Crypto Research Unit, Bitcoin is predicted to hit six figures in late 2021 or early 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below, accompanied by a huge Ethereum price spike. Now check this out. The research team says that Ethereum is structurally valued at between $26,000 to $35,000, which is currently 10 times its price, but Bitcoin must reach $175,000 per BTC for that to occur. Now, Nick Spanos, one of the first Bitcoin exchange operators and co-founder of Zap Protocol, defined the Tuesday crash in the crypto market as a false dip. Big finance and the media say it's because there was a bumpy rollout in El Salvador. I'm in El Salvador right now, and things are looking spectacular, he said, sharing the following. So here we have a president who is breaking new ground like a top CEO, rolling out innovation. He believes in it. He bought the dip, as everyone should be. That's right. Now, Spanos backed the idea of a $100,000 Bitcoin price at the end of the year, adding that Ethereum is also looking to hit $10,000 by then. I'd say that's also a very conservative price prediction for Ethereum before the end of the year at $10,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments. Now, Spanos said that there's essentially a fire sale as a result of the dip will almost certainly prove to be a great move. That's right. Just like Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, is buying the dip, which is pretty fantastic considering the first sovereign nation state to buy the Bitcoin dip. Check it out. Buying the dip, 150 new coins added. Now check out this gangster tweet right here. It appears the discount is ending. Thanks for the dip, IMF News. We saved $1 million in printed paper. El Salvador now holds 550 BTC. Let's freaking go. And as Max Kaiser shares right here, Nayib Bukele of El Salvador has drawn the battle lines today. He is openly battling with the IMF and definitely buying more Bitcoin for his country's reserves. We are all fighting this fight against the central banks and we are winning. And quoting the late great Thomas Jefferson, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Touche. And before I break down our final story of the day, a global hash war will send the Bitcoin price to $500,000 as reported by the Asia Times. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.crypto. newsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News. Yes, and you can also follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin will soar to $500,000 per BTC because the U.S. will start a war with Iran and Venezuela of the hash rate rather than the military variety that we're used to, and the first salvos may soon be fired, according to crypto analyst and TV personality Max Kaiser. Shout out to Max and Stacy of the Kaiser Report and Orange Pill Pod. And I like to point out that this was originally covered last year when Max first shared this story, and it was picked up by the Asia Times, but it couldn't be any more relevant than it is today. That's why I'm breaking it down. With Iran potentially controlling 3% of the Bitcoin hash rate, the speed at which a given mining machine operates already, and Venezuela accepting Bitcoin payments, albeit only briefly, it may only be a matter of time before the Americans decide they need to fight the supremacy on the crypto battlefield. Quoting Max here, Iran already got 3% of the global hash rate, so now I think Venezuela will get 3 to 5% pretty quickly, says Max, who has been buying Bitcoin and telling his audience about it via the Kaiser Report since it was only only $1 back in 2011, and quoting him again here, then at some point America will say, we've got to enter the 21st century space race of mining Bitcoin, and then they'll try to seek 20% of the hash rate, and then security goes up dramatically, and the Bitcoin price goes to $400 or even $500,000 per BTC. Kaiser says that Bitcoin represents the reformation of free speech, something governments deny citizens by controlling the currency they use. Bitcoin is the Mona Lisa of the 21st century. It's self-aware. It is observing us through the quantum mechanical aspects of technology, and it's channeling the eyes of God, he says. So this is God looking at us through the protocol and trying to figure out, how do we fix this human species, because they've gone way off track due to central banking, which reminds me of a Max Kaiser quote he commonly shares, Bitcoin is God hacking humanity. The stock markets are still seeing their best quarter since 2011 against a backdrop of violent civil unrest across the country, mass unemployment, and the systemic debasement of the US dollar. And at the same time, the Fed has taken ownership of huge chunks of the equity markets, equal to 30% of the US gross domestic product. Kaiser is passionately critical of the fiat currency system, which he says is a mechanism that the governments use to effectively steal from their citizens by reducing the spending power and amassing debt through unconstrained money printing. That's right, as money printer continue to go, the dollar is guaranteed to lose its purchasing power, while Bitcoin is guaranteed to gain purchasing power. You feel me? Now let's talk about a Bitcoin insurgency. Kaiser urged angry protesters to abandon their retaliatory tactics in favor of simply opting out of the fiat system by converting their US dollars, which he calls fiat debt coupons, into Bitcoin, essentially turning the crypto into a fiscal weapon. That's right. He says the truth is, if you want individual sovereignty, if you want justice, if you want uncensorable, unconfiscatable, indestructible wealth, there's only one way to go, and that's Bitcoin. That's right. And Max Kaiser is sticking with his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bitcoin maximalist. And as Dan Tapiero shares here, Bitcoin is going up to $400,000 to $500,000 per Bitcoin, and potentially more. I couldn't agree more. It's only a matter of time. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, the Bitcoin price is in line for an impulsive bounce as Solana leads the altcoin surge, as well as breaking news I shared that the Ukraine has legalized Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, meaning you can now buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin and crypto. Also in today's show, we discussed the Bitcoin price to hit six figures in 2021 or early 2022, according to Standard Chartered, and they're also predicting a potential $35,000 Ethereum price. Also in today's show, we discussed a global hash war, which will send the Bitcoin price to $500,000 as reported by Asia Times. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Bring Facts wrote, I had to mow 6 yards, and I'm sure everyone was wondering why I kept stopping every couple passes to check my phone. Literally, as soon as I finish, there's my daily crypto news alerts. As always, fam, I appreciate your continued support. This next comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, great news for El Salvador buying the dip. F the IMF, I'm not selling. So often we get that news crash, buy the rumor, sell the news dip. It's just a thing they do. Don't panic sell, always panic buy. That's right. BTFD, let's freaking go, JV. Thanks for the excellent show. One love, peace, love and light as always, Katie. I'm with you all the way with that panic buy. Let's go. HODL gang, where you at? And the third and final featured comment comes from Crypto Cal, who wrote, missed your live show today, fam, but I made sure I caught up later. Keep up the great work and catch you live tomorrow. Bitcoin is king and Max Kaiser's prediction is spot on. Yes, bro, $220,000 by the end of the year. Let's go, $220,000. I can feel it in my loins. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. It's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of his brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right. The name of this live event is called the Catch Up Coin Hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these 6 catch up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register an RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, TEEKA.cryptonewsalerts.net. And check this out. Just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there.